Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you might have already noticed this in airports, but I guess some airports are offering COVID testing. And health screenings are starting to expand. Now, right now, they're voluntary, but I know this is kind of making people a little bit nervous. But CNN is reporting that there are testing centers operated by the CDC. They will screen for more than 30 different types of pathogens, including flu, RSV, COVID, and it's called the CDC's Travelers Health Branch overseas and the Traveler-Based Genomic Surveillance Program. It was initiated in 2021. The program is evolving to track new subvariants of COVID as well as other pathogens. These are detected through wastewater samples and voluntary nasal swabs. According to Travelers Health Branch, Cindy Friedman, as we encroach on one of the busiest travel times of the year, they are using this technology to detect new and emerging infections. CNN reports that the CDC's Traveler Genomic Surveillance Program is testing for more than 30 bacteria, antimicrobial-resistant targets, and viruses including influenza A and B, and respiratory syncytial viruses known as RSV. Now, it's not mandatory, but the program is rolling out at four major international airports across the U.S., Boston Logan, San Francisco, D.C.'s Dulles International, and JFK in New York. Travelers are invited to participate in a voluntary nasal swab upon arrival. Participation is not mandatory, but they would like volunteers, according to CNN. Over 37,000 nasal samples have been collected thus far. Passengers are traveling from over 135 countries, and the CDC has sent more than 14,000 samples back for further analysis. At the end of the day, Dr. Friedman explained that expanding testing is designed to help determine what kind of viruses are coming in and out of the U.S., and if they have the potential to be as dangerous as COVID. She says there are a lot of blind spots globally where there's limited testing and monitoring. In general, our focus is on airports that are international hubs and have flights coming in from a broad array of international locations. So, according to this source, which is Travelicious, they said, if you're traveling this holiday season, consider spending a few extra minutes at the terminal and volunteering for screening. All right, I'm telling you right now, I don't think people are going to be volunteering. Getting free screening is cool. So some people may be like, okay, you know what? I might as well get a free test out of this. But I'm sure many others are worried, what if I'm positive? What's the government going to do with that data? Am I going to be not allowed to travel back home? Am I going to be not allowed to work? And so, fortunately, those health department techs and those personal notifications saying you were exposed to COVID, reach out to us immediately for testing. Boy, that was giving people nightmares. Because those who needed to work or run their business wanted to continue working. And then you would get a notification, how they got your number, who knows, that somebody in your area had COVID. And you're thinking to yourself, everybody has COVID. It's all over the place. And then you were afraid that they were going to make you quarantine for 14 days. And so you would be every 14 days quarantining. So some people still fear that if they did test positive, because they've been testing positive for months after getting sick this summer, that they won't be allowed to get on a plane. So I don't think a lot of people are going to utilize this. As a doctor, what do I think about this? Well, you know, I'm mixed. On one end, look at our border. And I've been telling you, we need to be on the lookout for multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. And I think in California, we've heard of a little bit of an outbreak, and some people have been exposed. And so I am really worried about what's coming across the border. And I have said time and time again, we need to do what Ellis Island did, or make sure somebody's not coming in and spreading infectious disease. And so when you have people from other countries that, you know, might be carrying something new to our country. I mean, look at what happened with Ebola. That scared the hell out of people. And we don't want to limit people's rights, but, you know, if you're coming from an area where you could have, you know, brought in something that could kill others, you know, the country may want to screen for that and make sure you're in an appropriate quarantine facility, which is usually a hotel, et cetera. So there are other things from other countries. There's now bioweapons. We still don't have the truth coming out of China with what really COVID was. Was it tinkered with, or because it was held in a lab for so long, it mutated? So we do need to be aware of what's coming into our country rather than waiting until, you know, we get sick. It is interesting to know. You know, and there's good and bad to this, right? So the pros are, one is, we're getting an idea of what's coming from what country, who's bringing it in. Number two is, since the average person is not testing for flu anymore, they're just calling telemedicine to get medication, or they are using the at-home COVID tests that don't necessarily pick up COVID all the time, then, you know, this might allow a more accurate idea. Because when people tell me how many people have flu right now, I don't know. Because they're calling in telemedicine. And they're saying, I have flu, give me Tamiflu. And those, it's not getting, you can't count those. Because they weren't confirmed. And the average person is not going to the doctor to get swabbed. Or they can't get it, even if they want to. So, you know, on the flip side, though, because some of these tests do not always pick things up, and some people might not do proper nasal swabbing, you know, some people might not want somebody sticking something into their orifices. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a couple weeks ago, I told you how Airbnb owners or hotel owners are relying on video footage to prove their case that somebody caused damage to their hotel or room. And they'll say there is video surveillance. I mean, they'll be in fine lines on their, on the website or on the description, there's video surveillance. So you're thinking, ooh, video surveillance. There's going to be protection against burglars. That video surveillance could be you. Now, I don't think they're legally allowed to do this because there are many that use cameras to be peeping toms, bathrooms, things like that. But it's a known thing. I've been seeing videos of after videos of how people are finding cameras face towards the bed, in the shower, in the bathroom, and it's making people nervous. Esther Sturris, 22 years old, has worked for KLM and TUI Airlines. She went to TikTok to explain how she looks for secret cameras in hotels when staying abroad. And she has been a flight attendant now since 2019. And so when she travels, she has a ritual. She does, every time she goes into a hotel room, some of you will say, okay, you know what, this is obsessive, but I don't think it is. I really do believe that there are cameras. In fact, I think there was a report saying in South Korea that there have been, that I think in some hotels they've started to use cameras. I need to look up a number of nations. This is according to the Star, Daily Star, including South Korea, documented mounting cases of hidden camera use in rental apartments and hotels. And, not on purpose, but that people have found these. So these are some of the things that she does. She checks the mirrors. Well, when she comes in, she checks for hidden cameras. She first looks at the mirrors in the bathroom. She presses on the glass to see if she notices any disturbances, reflecting lights or bending. Cameras will sometimes be stored behind the mirrors to spy on those using the potty or the shower. Esther also checks the shower and the fire alarm edges with her phone torch, looking for any lenses or lights. She also looks all around the room at curtains, drawers, and her TV. She said, turn the lights off and point the flashlight at a clock to see cameras. I've seen a video of this where the alarm clock is a camera and it's facing the bed. Try looking at the vents. The photo frames can sometimes disguise devices too. Check under the bed. Somebody found a dead body underneath the bed. Luckily, most of the hotels I'm in, they have the, rather than there being an under the bed, because it's impossible to clean, they have it blocked off where the bed has that wood or that fake particle board. But, you know, the invasion of privacy isn't always pornographic in nature. You know, with these Airbnbs, these are people's property. These are homes people live in, are going to retire in. So when something gets broken, or something gets destroyed, or if the person lies and says, I don't have a pet, these owners are getting wise, and they're using cameras to catch people lying and to hold them responsible to hold their security deposit or to sue. And so, you know, these Airbnbs, the whole idea of, or VRBO, where you could rent somebody's home, it seems nice, it seems amazing, but, you know, you're in somebody else's house. What do they have hidden there? You know, and it's frightening to think that you might not have privacy. And once something goes on film, it's there forever. So lamps, lights, mirrors, thermostats, smoke detectors, alarm clocks, those are things to check out. You know, we talked about the cleaning of the rooms. There was that video of the housekeeper, and I know many housekeepers. I think they're amazing. They do their job and leave. But there was that video of one who decided to go into the person's laptop and just start looking around on it. Now, maybe there's individuals that just want the Wi-Fi. And they're like, look, I need to get on the internet. And I'm working for 8 hours. So one way I could do that is to use the person's computer. Now, hopefully you have a password. But, you know, you don't want anybody on your laptop. And so, you know, I like it when the housekeeping has the door wide open, so people walking by could see. But sometimes the door is just barely open, and so you can't see what's going on inside. I usually don't have housekeeping come in. I, you know, give them the break. I don't necessarily need brand new everything. I don't need the bed made. So oftentimes, and if you've noticed, many of these hotels, they don't clean anyway. They don't have enough staff. So they say, we're trying to conserve water. So we're not going to clean your room. You're like, wait a second here. Really? Now, I thought you're trying to be clean. Don't you want to clean that? Well, okay. Me, I don't mind that. I'd rather have the privacy. No need to come into my room. Well, also, things change when somebody stole my jewelry. I had a bag that had everything in it, and they stole it. And the hotel let me look at the garbage, and it wasn't in the garbage. So they stole. Now, I don't have fancy jewelry. That's why. I just don't. Although I think there was a gift I had from my husband in there. And that sucked. So not that I distrust housekeepers. I have a lot of friends who are housekeepers, but just to me, not worth it. So when you travel, you know, we spoke about bed bugs. We're coming into travel season. Some of you are looking at your Thanksgiving and Christmas travel. And, you know, when you stay in a family member's house, that might be the safest in terms of nobody stealing and in terms of nobody going into your stuff. Although, honestly, you know, my mom was like that. She'll snoop. So maybe not for everybody. If you have a snooper in the family, that might not always be the case. But if you are staying in a hotel, if you are staying in an Airbnb, you know, just read the fine lines. Understand exactly what you're getting into. And keep in mind that you might not be having privacy. And it could also be a sicko. Now, some people are like, Dr. Dahlia, there, you know, people aren't going to videotape. There's a few sick people in this world, but the average person, I don't know about that. Do you know how many thousands upon thousands of people look at child porn? That's just child porn. What about, there's a lot of individuals who do not have a problem. They don't feel like that is unethical. They think you're in my space. I'm letting you into my bedroom. I'm letting you into my house. I have ownership of this, and I can have video. So I'm not really sure what the laws entail. I think if there is video surveillance, you have to be notified so that nobody is taking pictures of you naked in the shower. But if all they have to do is prove that it was on the website, say video surveillance. Now, my guess is the average person won't do that. They won't think you're looking. And then they'll capture what they have. I mean, there was a doctor in town who was raping his patients. He would drug them with ketamine and then have sex with them, and he videotaped it. Complete idiot. But imagine the victims. One, being victims of that, but then number two, everybody who had to watch it. The jury got to watch those videos. The, you know, detectives, law enforcement. And so that's what I think a lot of bad guys or bad people are counting on. That even if there was a video, you might not want to say anything because you don't want 70 different people watching as a court case proceeds. So it's not an easy situation. The best thing to do is just not get videotaped. Look for it. If you do see a camera, take pictures and get the hell out of that room. And if you find one camera, assume there's more. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider a brief pause in the fighting with Hamas, but he is rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Ohio voters yesterday overwhelmingly approved a ballot referendum that adds a new right to reproductive freedom, including unlimited abortion, to the state constitution. The Supreme Court will decide whether individuals under protective orders can retain their firearms. An appeals court sided with a woman's ex-boyfriend, asserting that gun bans infringe on the Second Amendment. The White House downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says take those polls with a grain of salt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, it's been interesting. Very tragic seeing Matt Perry from Friends die. Even though many of us who have kind of followed his career and his tumultuous struggles, you know, and successes in overcoming addiction, I have a few weeks, or actually I think about a week before he died, I was like, I wonder how he's doing and what his health is like. I was kind of wondering, you know, is he okay? And then we hear he dies. It was sad. It was, but unfortunately, it could take its toll. I wouldn't be surprised if this was non-drug related and it was his heart. You know, he was, what, 54? And the strain on his heart and the weight going up and down. You know, as you saw on Friends, he got really, really skinny. His teeth looked like they had to have veneers or something. And, you know, in a couple of the seasons, he didn't look well. And he had joked about not being able to remember season 3 to season 7. But when he died, some parents had reached out saying that their teenage kids are really depressed about it. And a lot of young adults not handling it well. And we spoke a little bit about it when this first happened, going, you know, the younger generations, the millennials and the Gen Zs, this is probably one of the first iconic actors that they bonded with. You know, when we lost Tina Turner, we were shocked. When we lost Suzanne Somers, when we lost, you know, these are people we grew up with. But Chandler Bing on Friends, cross generations. Everybody knows who Chandler Bing is. And so for the, you know, millennials and Gen Zs, they were shocked. This was not something they were used to. And, you know, when Michael Jackson died, I didn't take that well either. I know there was a lot of, you know, drama and accusations and stuff, but not easy. You know, for someone that you grew up with and sang with and had posters on the wall dying. There's Whitney Houston. Didn't take that well. You know, it's not easy to see people you connect with, but, you know, rather than being a musical idol, Friends, people connected with Chandler because he wasn't very popular. He was a little dorky. I thought he was a good-looking guy, but he didn't get all the girls like Joey did. And he was funny. He was a smart aleck. And so when people watch shows like Friends or they watch, you know, movies or, you know, with actors that they, you know, can relate to, then they start to look at their own mortality. So for us, when you saw an older actor or actress leave us, like, okay, well, that's because they were older. Or if you saw a musician who died too young, Kurt Cobain, you think about, well, you know, I don't do that. I don't do drugs. I don't. But with, you know, Matt Perry, a big thing was opiates. And the younger generations have more per capita addictions than currently other generations do. Now, a lot of baby boomers smoked. So, but now that a lot of baby boomers have got off smoking, and Gen X, we're like, okay, well, we're not going to smoke, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this. So Gen X doesn't have, you know, although a lot of Gen X's were into cocaine, but for me, that was never my style. I didn't have money. That was for the rich. That was for the, and I just didn't want anything to do with it. But millennials and Gen Zs, they have vape pens, they have narcotics, they had access to addiction, with the exception of smoking, earlier than we did. So some people look at Matt Perry and they really want to know what his autopsy shows. Now, a toxicology report is pending. I wouldn't be surprised if there might be some marijuana. Now that marijuana is legalized, so many people have it in their system. Wouldn't be surprised if there's some sleeping aids, maybe some pain medication. But they didn't find meth. They didn't find fentanyl, which is what people thought. He was relaxing in his jacuzzi, which is why I think it was more cardiac related, but it could be cardiac secondary to some of his other struggles. But interestingly, Friends, the show, has ranked to the number one most popular show on U.S. streaming services in the past week. Now, Friends already plays on Comedy Central and TBS. They always play Friends reruns, which is why I've seen every episode at least twice. And it's always played. And a lot of people will have that playing in the background, like at, you know, at their office, or because it's fairly clean. You know, it's still made for TV, and a lot of people can, you know, find it entertainment. Now, it's the Friends series has gotten a lot of criticism because of their lack of diversity, and many of their topics would now be very taboo, and some of the behavior, you know, misogynist behavior, anti-gay behavior, wouldn't be tolerated now as it was in the 90s. But it, for the most part, it's something that many people have seen and have played in the background. But interestingly how, you know, people have just been drawn to it. So what do you do in terms of your younger generation and why they're taking this as seriously as they are? Now, for some people, they're like, oh, that's horrible. That's a shame. Move on. They moved on. And, you know, you never want that when you die. You don't want that people say, oh, that's horrible. Pass the salt. You know, you don't really want that. You want people to mourn you appropriately. But there are kids and young individuals who are really in mourning. And so is it because we've sheltered them? I mean, when I was growing up, people were always still dying and stuff. We knew dying was going to happen. You could, you know, be overseas. You could be in a World War II. There could be a Holocaust. There could be crime. There could be... But you have, you know, I think a lot of people out there that just don't understand mortality. Now, we had a family member who said, now, wait a second. He was old, though. He was 54. Okay, well, 54 is not old. Okay, it's still middle age. But when people watch TV, they look at him as being 28-year-old Chandler Bing. So, if we are seeing the younger generation not catch up that quickly, and not, you know, if they're blown away by this, you know, there's going to be, I don't think they're ready for life in general. It's horrible. Him dying, it affected me. I even cried. But I think we have to have honest conversations with kids about life, death, drugs, our hearts, our health. And as I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You need to look at your time on this earth as every day could be your last. Nobody wants to do that because they think it's very negative. But don't say, you know what, I'm going to reach out to my family member on Christmas. In 6 weeks, I'll call that family member. Don't wait 6 weeks. If you feel like you need to make up with somebody, do it now. If you feel like you need to tell somebody you love them, do it now. If you feel like you need to work on your health, don't be waiting till January. Well, New Year's resolutions. So I'm going to drink and eat like crap now, but I'll make it up in January. You know gosh darn well you're not going to make it up in January. You're going to finish your New Year's resolution by January 2nd, and you're going to give up and quit. If you're going to work on your health, do it now. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. That's the moral, and that's what I think Matt Perry wants us to realize. May rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA approved today another weight loss medication called Zepbound. Zepbound, or Zepbound, but I think it's pronounced Zepbound, is a new weight loss drug from drug maker Eli Lilly. It has been found in clinical trials to help people lose 52 pounds in 16 months. This is being reported by NBC News. The FDA-approved drug is for adults with obesity who are overweight and have at least one weight-related condition, which could be high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes. Lilly said Zepbound should be available to the U.S. by the end of the year. How cheap is it going to be? Only $1,060 a month. That's the list price. Just like the other drugs. Similar to the other drugs. Insurance companies are a little reluctant to cover these weight loss medications. I could see why. Now, I think if we do lose the weight, we will have fewer side effects and medical issues such as diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease. The problem is we don't know how long you could really be on these medications. Many of these studies only look at 52 weeks, 62 weeks, not 10, 15 years. And what we are being told is when people go off the medication, shoop, they blow back up. Medicare does not cover them. This is going to be tricky. Medicare may, but at $1,000 a month, taxpayers are like, come on, man. $1,060 a month, you're spending almost $13,000 a month, a year. And since we have almost 50% obesity in this country, that is going to cost a lot. Dr. Nishant Shah, preventative cardiologist at Duke, says the current cost is too expensive for the general population. We have to be able to get it to patients in an affordable way. Now, the CDC says 40% of adults have obesity. I think it's getting closer to 50. But how it works is very similar to Mounjaro. Similar to Wegovy, but more like Mounjaro. It's in the class of GLP-1 agonists, but it also initiates a second hormone, the GIP. So the GLP helps reduce food intake and appetite. The GIP also helps reduce appetite, but it slows down the movement of the food so you feel more satiated. It shares the same active ingredient, tirzepatide, as Lilly's diabetic medication, Mounjaro. You know how Wegovy is, I think, Ozempic? Ozempic's diabetic medication is to Wegovy, the weight loss. I think that's the same with Mounjaro and Zepbound. Now, in the Phase 3 clinical trial, it led to an average weight loss of 22.5% body weight or 52 pounds. It surpassed all currently available weight loss medications on the market. So it's one of the most effective ones yet. It's just still too damn expensive. So will insurance pay for Wegovy? Will it pay for Eli Lilly's drug? Well, it depends on who was able to secure it. Now, the big side effect that has been spoken about, in addition to suicidal thoughts and other things, is the gastroparesis, the stomach paralysis. And Lilly and Novo Nordisk were sued over claims that their Mounjaro and Ozempic caused paralysis. Zepbound does carry a risk of GI issues, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, stomach pain. But I don't think at this time the label mentions the stomach paralysis. Now, the GI issues I've been seeing with patients vary. Some say I'm a little nauseous. Others say they just couldn't take it. Some patients got pancreatitis, or they got major inflammation of the pancreas. And that could be deadly. So, you start low, then you go up. So they like to titrate slow to see what sort of side effects you have. But it's no surprise if the body rejects it a little bit, because your body has a system. And if it doesn't want food sitting there for long, maybe it increases your satiety, makes you feel full by making you nauseous. Because people ask, what is the mechanism for the nausea? Why are people getting nauseous? Well, if the hormone's job is to make you feel full and not want to eat more, you know, to you, you're like, okay, I feel full, I feel satisfied. Some people might feel that way. For others, they feel nauseous. I can't eat anymore. I'm going to get sick. So different strokes for different folks. It might have a different effect on other people. But where I'm really concerned about these drugs, and I think it's fantastic that somebody could lose 22.5% of the weight, is what happens when you go off of it. Medicare, even if they finally accept it and cover it, still that could change year to year. The average person's health insurance changes every year. So you could be in the middle of your weight loss and then not have coverage after month 12. Insurance changes. Even if you keep your job, some people, you know, switch jobs or lose jobs or quit. Let's say you keep your job and you love your job. If your employer's like, they're raising the rates, now that people are on weight loss drugs, they want us to now pay 30% more for premiums. We're going to switch to a cheaper plan. And the cheaper plan is cheaper because they don't have to cover these drugs. Now you don't have coverage. So this is tricky. And the big concern I have is, I mean, I lost weight in my 20s. I lost the baby weight in my 30s. The weight comes back. So if you can't be convinced that the weight you lose is going to be permanent, or that you'll be able to maintain it, or you'll be able to take this medication for life, you need to have a more comprehensive program than just the shot. All these stars and everybody's taking the shot and you see them starting to lose weight and you see them on these shows and they're like, okay, wow, look how skinny everybody's getting. And they go, oh, no, no, I just made food choices. I just made food choices. What happens when they have to go off the medication? And for me, you know, I have stomach issues. As much as I would love to try, I can't have any more issues with my intestine. And so what if I am losing weight and I love it and I don't get nauseous, but then I get a bowel obstruction or I get gastroparesis? Nobody's going to give it to me. And you're not going to want it either. So, you know, these weight loss drugs, I think they will work for a lot of people. I think we have a lot to learn about them. You know, this was the year that everybody and their mother seemed to go on them. Okay, what happens next year when insurance changes? How many people gain the weight back? We're already hearing from people who couldn't tolerate the side effects if they gain the weight back. And so you need to have a plan. You know, some of these people who have had bariatric surgery and have lost weight, you know, having part of their stomach removed or lap band or Roux-en-Y procedure. Right? Those who didn't stick with the diet and do all the other, you know, 2,000 things that you need to do, gain the weight back. Those who did kept going to counseling, kept going to the gym, kept their meal sizes no bigger than a saucer. They kept the weight down. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.